story, and then Pio goes there back and forth, talking a little bit with God. And Kagir Dangoni Thai, Guru Parampurao, and everyone else who wants to listen and say something, which is doing more and more. These days when age comes, which is something formidable, that you just gotta get used to. But that you can also, you know, the art of life. Enjoy healthy and happy and do the things you want to get done in life peacefully. And you realize more and more that, hey, this is what it's about. Why did I stop doing that? Talking with God, which I did when I was young. So I started again. And you know, here he is talking to us. But yeah, and it's, I mean, it's just obvious when you think of it that when you're here with God, talking with God, to God, and, you know, just as you are to a friend who might sit in your sofa. Because that's the situation here. God is your friend here with you and me right now. When will I get that in my thick skull? Says Pio. But finally, I'm kind of getting it. This is what it's all about. And Srila Prabhupada says, you know, principle that includes all other principles is to always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. And that's what it means to, what better way to think of Krishna than to be with Krishna, to just make yourself aware of the presence of your friend Krishna. That's what this Hare Krishna moment is all about, really. And why should you? Why should I? Because that's what I realize more and more, which is totally obvious also, that you get happy, you don't feel lonely anymore. And you feel safe. How can you be more safe than being here with God, who is the controller of everything, all worlds? So surrender to God, saranagati, it means that. This is what I am saying. You take it as you like. It means just that, laying your life in the hands of God, trusting God, being with God, thinking of God, always. Never forgetting God. Simple as that. And now I'm safe. I have nothing to fear anymore. And yep, nothing can happen without the sanction of God, and anything can happen if God wants it to happen. That's there in this Saranagati, the six parts of surrender to God means. And then just go on like that. You don't need to do anything else, really. Of course, doing your duties in this world, starting with taking care of your body and yourself. I even saw a movie, Korean movie, about someone leaving this world, going to the afterlife and being judged. You committed suicide. No, I didn't. Well, you did, because you spent your life committing suicide by eating crap and drinking crap and doing this and that to destroy your body, which has been given to you. Your precious body. Take care of it. Do your duties and do your activities for God as well. Your duties towards God. Here I am, I've been put here by God, and what do you want me to do? And when you do, it's not that you're a slave servant. It's that it's just part of your relationship. And when you do, then that relationship becomes more and more personal. Just as with a friend, a person that you make friends with. And that friendship can be better and closer. That's how we can and should do with God, of course. And then, well, I can only speak for myself, but I decided in my youth that I'd just give my whole life to you, to your mission, the Sankirtan mission. I wanted our, why I'm here is my body and my mind and everything. Take it and use it as you like. Well, of course, then it's up to my ability. To just act as a transparent medium. And you might have to go through some hard school of learning. Until you just surrender and say, okay, but I know I've been busy with my own plans. Now, what do you want me to do, Krishna? Please. I am dependent on you. And I gave myself to you, so what do you want me to do? I'll be really happy, and I want so much to just do that which you want me to do. and be used by you and your servants. So yeah, I mean, to me that's kind of what it's all about. I'm still this P.U. talking here. Good night.